The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
51551 Ray RTE.ie. And Bob just made a mistake there. The NCT will cost you €55 and not €75. An understandable mistake there. €55, not €75. That's the NCT. Now, Operation Transformation last week featured Trinity Heroes. Now, Trinity Heroes is an inclusion group. It's part of Trinity Gales GA Club in North Dublin. And it featured on Operation Transformation last week. Katrina and her son Danny were on it, and we decided we'd get more people in to have a discussion about this because it's something that should be in GAA clubs all over the country, we think. So we're going to welcome Orla. How are you doing, Orla?
Hi, how are you, Ray?
Good. How are you, Denise?
Hello, how are you?
Good. Denise was involved in setting up Trinity Heroes, and Katrina, who you would have seen on the telly if you're watching Operation Transformation. You're all very welcome. Now we go to you first, Denise, because you were involved in setting up Trinity Heroes. So tell us what it is and how it came about.
Well, Trinity Heroes is an inclusion group for children who find it hard to take part in mainstream teams. We're based down in Trinity Gales GA Club in Donaghmead, and we teach children GAA-based skills in a really fun and enjoyable way. Mm. And our age group of children would be age 5 up to 14.
Okay. And you have a son with autism?
Well, I have a 22-year-old son with severe autism, with severe behaviours and a significant learning disability. And when our club secretary, Geraldine, told me about the disability inclusion training coming through the GAA, knowing what he went through as a younger child, he never fitted in. They couldn't accommodate his needs, and he never wanted to go back to the groups he was in, and it was very upsetting for him and for me. So myself and my daughter went along to this disability inclusion training, and we came back and asked two of our wonderful friends, Karen and Carol, two nurses who are involved with Trinity Gales, do you think we could set up a group for Trinity Gales? We asked the board of Trinity Gales and they came on board, and could I just thank them so much, because they gave us exclusive USA club facilities every Friday night. They don't charge our parents anything to be in our group, and they gave us all the equipment we needed to start up. And they've been a great support for us to have a group like this down there.
And of course, when you hear the word inclusion, it implies that the opposite was existed, you know, exclusion. And prior to this, I suppose, for a lot of your children, most of your children, they would have been excluded from this sort of activity, Katrina.
Yeah, I mean, I would found, particularly for Danny, we would have tried things and he would have just been extremely anxious. He just wasn't able to follow maybe the rules, no matter how simple, in terms of maybe basic GAA, two teams. He just was overwhelmed with it.
What age is Danny?
He's 9 now. He'll be 10 in September.
Yeah. And of course, if you've met one person with autism, you met one person with autism. So everybody's
exactly.
completely different. So how does it affect Danny?
Well, for Danny, the biggest issues he has are his social and communication. He developed at a regular rate, walked, talked, started play school, went to school. And it's really just, Danny would struggle with his peers. He would struggle big time, maybe, you know, with his communication and that kind of thing. But it was just important for me to have him part of a group where he was part of a team, part of an organisation, felt he belonged somewhere. I just think we all benefit from that.
Yes.
Part of, even if it's, you know, going to see your favourite concert or your favourite, watching your favourite football team, that for him.
We're social animals.
Yeah. It was a part of his life that I felt, for any person, even without being on the spectrum, that it was something that was missing from his life. He wasn't part of something. So for me, Trinity Heroes was just.
And how did you find out about it?
My nephew is involved in the club, and he had put a little message up on Facebook about this group, and even the language that he used to describe the group, it wasn't kind of, it was more just for any children that don't do well for mainstream, and it was kind of for any reason. You don't have to come up with your diagnosis sheets and letters and reference books to say my child has X, Y, Z. So there's no questions. You decide your child, you think your child would fit in, come up, try it out, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's your story, Orla?
Hi.
So my son is 9 this year, Liam, and he struggles really the same as Danny, he would struggle with social skills, his communication, and he's got lots of energy. So when we used to go to clubs, and we've tried loads, and they're all so welcoming, but it's just, I suppose, the same going back is just the rules and trying to follow, you know, basic. We need to do this, kick the ball into the net, and he just sees a net and he might want to just run around. He might just want to kick the ball in the net and then trying to get him back on task. So when we go to GAA with the Hero Club, it's just amazing. He goes in, he can tumble, he can twirl, he can do anything. There's always a smiling face. There's always everybody just so accepting of him. And, you know, you're not... As a worry for me as a parent is just you're going in and you're trying to look and trying to say, oh God, is he going to upset somebody else? Or, you know, is he going to bang into somebody and they're going to be cross with him? Or is he going to, somebody's going to ask him a question, he's not going to answer them. And you go in and it's just, it's a relief. I'm just going in. It's like a family, you know, an extended family, and they just, he loves it.
Yeah, because I'd never thought about this before, but physical activity is so beneficial to everybody.
Oh, yes.
And to be excluded from that because of a disability, it doesn't make sense, but that's the way it's been forever.
That's exactly it. And it really relies on parents within organisations or mentors, coaches, that kind of thing, to see that need and be willing to give their time. I mean, all the coaches up in Trinity Heroes have busy lives. They're not people who have nothing better to do. They're people who have 100 other things to do, but see that need. And for personal reasons, maybe within their own family or their extended community, they see the need for it.
Mm.
And it's made, you know, I even find for Danny personally, you know, his behaviour is so much better when he's had physical activity. I mean, we've implemented things like, you know, walk to school, he goes hiking, and there's a huge difference, like that sensory feedback from walking and that kind of thing. It's made a big difference to him. So for, you know, it made a big difference to Danny. It might not necessarily make the same impact on every
somebody
other
else,
child.
Yes, yeah.
But for him, it's been huge.
So tell me about how he felt the first night down.
Oh, the first
Trinity
night.
Heroes.
Ask anyone down there. They remember Danny's first
All right, all right.
He cried. He stood beside me. He was very stressed. He was very anxious. And, you know, I was conscious that I've tried things with him over the years that I knew didn't fit. And I certainly
wouldn't. Like what? What did you try?
We tried mainstream GAA from a nursery, and he kind of was always on the periphery, or he'd be, you know, kicking the ball somewhere else, or he'd be just not interested.
Mm.
We tried, you know, he's done swimming lessons. We tried other groups that were organised through the autism community, but for a lot of the time, the children were much younger or had different needs, and they were just quite kind of overwhelming for him. But I kind of wasn't of the mindset that I should just make him do something even when he was upset. But I just felt, looking around me, he will like this if he just gives it a chance. So the first week he just cried and cried, and he didn't want to go, and he kept saying, why are you making me go here? And I felt bad. But then the second week we brought him back, he kind of made eye contact with another parent. She kind of got a smile from him, and little by little the ice was broken. And I'd say maybe about a month or so in, he wasn't crying anymore. He was coming in on his own. And like a year later now, I'm parking the car and he's practically jumping out of the car. He's running in. He doesn't look for me until it's over. Do you know what I mean? He's done a 360. It's amazing.
It must be so rewarding, Denise, is it? And you're probably, there's a bit of sadness, tinge of sadness, because you're thinking, if only this was around when your son was younger.
It brings such reward to me, such happiness to see the children enjoying our group. And what we're really proud about in Trinity Heroes is that when a child comes down, we will cater to what that child needs, no matter what, little or more, so they can get full enjoyment out of it. And it can take as long as it takes, as long as that mum is super mums and dads that bring them down and keep trying. We feel that there's a place for everyone in Trinity Heroes, no matter what. And if it had been like that there for my son, maybe it might have worked, maybe it wouldn't. We don't know, but we try. And one other thing I love to see is that in our group, we encourage siblings to come along and join in too, which I think is really important when you see the siblings playing along with their brothers, sisters.
It's Ben and Katie, is it? And I saw them in Operation Transformation describing the change in Danny since he started.
Yeah, they've seen a huge change in him. I mean, before he started, I mean, just behaviour-wise, he's just a completely calmer child. I mean, it's been massive. And the fact that they can see it as siblings as well.
Yeah.
As it says a lot. Yeah.
And Liam, how has Liam benefited Orla?
Oh, the difference in him, it's amazing. Like, the same as when Katrina was saying about Danny, like Liam goes down and he was quite anxious going in. It's busy, there's a lot of people, and he doesn't like crowds. That's one of the things that he didn't like about lots of other clubs, and it can be very noisy, kids getting excited. So when they see it's getting too noisy or whatever, Liam always has something else to do. Somebody else is always there watching and ready for anytime he's have a little meltdown come on. I suppose the growth wise, I can just see him just improving just as socially, making his little buddies. They mightn't be chatting, but they'll see each other. They might have a joke, they might have a run, they may play tag together. But just making that connection is a big deal. And I think anybody would understand that has a kid with autism. It's just socially letting them see them have fun, really. Yeah. Seeing them have fun and making friends.
And it's enclosed. So
it's enclosed, safe. You're not worried about...
Yeah. Yeah. What's the ratio, Denise, of trainers to children?
Well, our coaches... the mums that we got, we also got our young teens who are young coaches down in Trinity Gales for nurseries and camps. So when we have our coaches together, we have 13, and we're just lucky enough to be getting two new coaches coming on board. We've also, the last 2 years, took on Gashka students, gone for their bronze, and two-year students are staying on, gone for silver. They're going to stay for coaches forever because they love it.
Yeah.
So
it must be very rewarding.
Really rewarding, and they have fun as well. We were just chatting about that before we came in to you. It is the most important word in our group is fun.
Yeah.
No matter how you have fun, we hope that we can find a way to break through, and the child has to be enjoying it. And
you mentioned at the start that you did a course.
Yeah, it's called a disability inclusion course. It was run by CARA and Sport Ireland, but it came through the GA. So myself and my daughter, who's their coordinator of the group, she's an SNA, we went along and did that training. And it empowered us to think, do you know what? We could do this.
Yeah.
Start up a group.
So if people around the country are listening to this and they want to set up something similar, they could approach their local GAA club or maybe their local sports partnership, because I know that sports partnerships around the country, and they're usually partnered with the county council, have social inclusion development officers. I think that's what they're called, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, and that's their job, is to run things like this. And
yeah.
So, because you've seen the benefit of it. And as I said at the start, it should be something that should be in GAA clubs all over
100%.
The country. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be. But I think what it's given us as well is, for parents, it's given us kind of that support with each other when we're there as well. Our children are part of something. We go up, and I think we kind of support each other. But I think the biggest thing is we're having the best fun ever.
Yeah.
I mean, we were only saying last week when we were up there, we said, it's ironic, you know, some of the children, for whatever reason, would have, you know, challenging behaviour. But you go up here, there's never anything there. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that there wouldn't be in the future, but
yes,
there's just a fantastic atmosphere up there. It's fun, it's relaxed. I think because everybody is kind of like a like-minded person there, we're all kind of on the same page in terms of what we want for our children and what we want for other children out there who are excluded for any reason, that we just want.
But we had Faye and Elaine on a few weeks ago talking about, you know, life with children with autism, and their description of their lives, the last thing would be physical activity, because they're just trying to keep everything steady.
Yeah.
So that getting out and doing something physical just wasn't on the cards, really.
Yeah.
So this thing is amazing.
Yeah. I suppose for most children and most parents, you know, because it is a spectrum disorder, it's really up to you to kind of the needs of your child or the expectations you have of the child or what they can cope with.
Mm.
So, I mean, for me personally with Danny, I've tried other things and I just felt he would benefit from this. It's just,
yeah.
I think you just have to try a few different things.
Well, thank you so much. And well done, Denise, and everybody who set up Trinity Heroes. And hopefully people will be inspired to set up similar groups around the country. Orla, thanks you.
Thank you.
Denise, thank you. And Katrina, thank you.
Thank you.
Operation Transformation on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Safe Food. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.